You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is our final segment of our economic forecast here with Jimmy Casale. Jimmy's the CEO, managing partner, and founder of Casale Saltpeter. They're a local Miami-based mid-market investment bank. They operate all across the country? All across the United States. So, Jim, welcome back, and thank you for being here with the extra time. I know that we said we'd be out, but you were gracious enough to stay. So this is the end of the summary, so why don't you give me what's on your mind, what you see is coming. I'm not going to ask the questions. I'll just let you serve it up. Hey, it's all about you.
Oh, my gosh. All about me.
Yeah, Brewster Kellen. Bruce Kell, give him the high five.
I've seen that book.
You like
seen,
that?
Seen
it's a
that
great
book.
Book.
I have a copy of it. Someday I might even read it.
You
don't
should
tell Bruce that.
You should. You should. Bruce just.
My wife read it, but that's okay.
Well, you should read it. Actually, it's a great. It is a great book. It took me about a day. I actually did it on a plane.
Well, you know, this is going to be an interesting year. I think over the next couple of weeks, as the administration forms, there's a lot of interest from an economic standpoint of what's going to really happen. The president-elect has said certain things. Various of his potential appointments, most of whom will probably get confirmed, if not all, have
as they should. Yeah, he won the election.
He absolutely should get there. Maybe one or two people that they'll deal
no,
with.
No, that's the way
it is.
Okay. That's politics.
No, it is politics. And, you know, look, as long as they're qualified, whether you agree or disagree with them, if they're qualified.
As long as they're qualified, they got, you know, I agree with you on
but,
that.
But there's different interests, you know, where Trump has espoused certain things and some of the people who he's nominated have said different things about the same issues. You know, it just means that there'll be hopefully a good dialogue. There'll be good negotiating and maybe even good compromise on those things. On the Republican side, the Democrats
they'll be waving.
We don't know what they're going to do or not do.
They're going to try.
But what's going to really it's going to affect us all. So I think first of all, you're going to see the health care dealt with right out of the box, and you're going to see the tax code dealt with right out of the box. There'll be other things.
Well, you can't let that hang though. People are making business decisions based on that stuff. You need to know as soon as you can.
Well, you do need to know as soon as you can, but it's not going to be done quickly. You know, changing the tax law is not going to be done overnight. Unless they just terminate the health code, with the health care ACA, the Obamacare,
and
don't put anything in place, it can't be done overnight. If it is, we're in for a wild ride when it comes to health care stocks, in a huge kind of way. There's some areas that they'll probably try to also do some things early on, which is President Trump talked about infrastructure.
Oh yeah,
getting some money. We haven't talked about that today. Getting money into infrastructure, into roads.
Guess you'll have to come back.
Yeah, into roads, into sewers. I mean, Miami-Dade County is a perfect example of a place that needs lots of money in its water and sewer system.
I watched the downpour yesterday on Miami Beach, and the sewer was swamped in 10 minutes.
Well, you know that's one thing, but the drinking water here is an issue. Our purification here is an issue. And as our population grows in Florida, there certainly is concern of whether the well fields out in the Everglades and Lake Okeechobee can support it. The good news is technology exists today. It's been proven in Israel that you can put in desalinization and you can solve that problem.
Wow.
At some point, California will probably have to go
that
route.
We're going to need that.
Well, we'll certainly need that. You know, and one of the problems is you have the saltwater intrusion that goes into the well fields.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, you know, Mrs. Lincoln, how was your play? I mean, I don't want to get depressed
here.
I don't want to get depressed. I want to be happy.
Look, you should be happy.
I got to tell you, you know, when Trump won the election, you have absolutely saw over the last three to four weeks,
had a party.
But people's attitude changed. It's exactly contrary to what many said. Now, there are many people walking around who didn't vote for him, but there's a general upbeat view of business. You know, he's talked about the regulations, you know, eliminating many regulations, being more friendly to business. Some of that may be good. People would argue some of that environmental, other things may not be so good, but it's going to happen. I mean, that's what he said he would do. That's what he was elected to do. That's what he's going to do. So we're going to see a lot of changes, and some of that can be done by executive order. So
we found that out.
It was done the other way. You know, it's going to be interesting. Sometimes it's not as easy to unwind an executive order as it is to put one in, but they will. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in all of these things over the coming days, weeks, and months.
Well, I'm going to need you to come back and talk about that again. Jimmy, if they want to find out more about you, go to your website. What's all that stuff? How they get you?
Well, our telephone number at Casale Saltpeter is area code 305-438-7700. Our website is www.cassell.com.
Well, Jimmy, I want to thank you for bringing your insights and your commentary to the show today. It was really cool, really fun. You're always snappy and fun, which is why you're coming back, I hope, real soon.